Weiter in Shas, we are in Daf Tes, picking up on Chesem Abayz by the bottom of the page, the very last words, V'Amar of Yochanan, Mai Dechsev, continue on in our world of Agadita. So, what do we do with the fact that it says, beep, turn the page, Tesem and Aleph, Aser to Aser, with the double Lashon terminology of giving Meiser, Aser b'shilta tis Asher, give Meiser and you will become rich. Ask Rav Yochanan, you look at the Reish Lakish, Rav Yochanan found Reish Lakish's kid, and where she says, Ben Achoso Shel Rav Yochanan. We know that this is his nephew. He ended up marrying Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish were brothers-in-law, right? Rav Yochanan gave over Reish Lakish as his sister, as per the Gemara in Bava Metzia. So we're going to see this is talking about after Reish Lakish died. So he saw that he found Rav Yochanan's son. Amale, he said, Eima li psukech. He says, tell me a pasuk. Tell me something that you're learning. Amale, he said, Aser taser. Amalei said, the boy kid, Umay Aser Taser. What does it mean when it says Aser Taser? Why the double Lashon? Amalei says back to Maser B'shilta Taser. Give Maser in order that you should become rich. Amalei said back, but Nolach, how do you know this is the case? Amalei says back, Zol Naseh, go check. Go take up Maser and see if you become rich. Amalei says back to Mami Sharlin, or Seel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is a mutter to go and test Hashem. Vaksiv, lo sin asu es Hashem. Don't go and test Hashem. Pasuk in Devarim. Amalei says back to Amhachi Amr Rabbi Yoshaya. This is what Rabbi Yoshaya says. Chutz Mizu, except for this, except when it comes to Maser. Shanem is a pasuk says, Aviu es kol ha-maser el besa otzer. The pasuk in Malachi. It says, basically, go test Hashem. Bring all of the Maser to the Otzer, the storehouse, v'terif b'beisi, and that there's going to be food in the house. Ubechanuni na bezos, amar Hashem tzivakos, im lo eftach lachem esarubas ha-shamayim, v'arikios lachem bracha ad b'lidai. So he says, go ahead and bring it there, and test me through this, says Hashem, if I'm not going to open for you the arubas ha-shamayim, the skylights, the windows of the heavens, and pour down upon you bracha without any stopping, without any limit. My ad b'lidai, what does it mean ad b'lidai? I'm Rabbi Berchan, I'm Rav, ad sheyivlu sif sosechim milomer dai, until your lips are going to become so tired. Rashi says, klomer sheyig, I don't know how to pronounce that, the yagiu, right? They're going to become exhausted from saying, dai, enough, okay, why have so much bracha? Amalei says back to him, says the kid, iav is mati hasam the high psuk. If I would have gotten to that pasuk, if I would have learned this, then I wouldn't have needed you to come and teach me this. Ulo Shai Rabcha or Shai, your teacher. I could have figured this out myself. I don't need you to go ahead and teach it to me. Weiter, Vesu Ashkir Rav Yochanan Nuka de Reish Lakish, where I find that the kid, Reish Lakish's kid, was pretty sharp. And now we find that he found them again. And the Yosef V'Amar, he was there and he was saying, Ivelis Adam Tesalif Darko. The foolishness of a person messes him up, but then they go ahead and they take it out on Hashem. In other words, they behave in a way which causes them to have bad things happen, and then they go and they blame Hashem for the things that happened to them. Classic like line of, he goes, what about things happen to good people? Really? Are you that great? Yosef Yochan become Masama. Rav Yochan was sitting in the Mitama. He was in a wonder. Amar, he said, the Lord Miza Rice, is there something that's written in Ksuvim that isn't alluded to in the Torah itself? Rashi says, Velo Ramza Moshe Baraisa, Shachote Hu Yesod Neviim Uksuvim. All these things, you'd be able to find the smach in the Torah itself. Amalei, so the kid says back to him, Atu Hamilu Remiza? What do you mean? Isn't it alluded to in the following? Vaksiv, it says in the pasuk, you can't find anything? Vaksiv, Vayetze Libam, not this week, yeah, coming up in a few weeks in the Pasha. Vayetze Libam, Vayechardu Yish Elachiv Lemur, Mazos Asa Elokim Lanu. And this is by the brothers when they end up meeting up with Yosef many years later, not realizing it's him. And they said, oh no, what has Hashem done to us? Even though they're the ones who behaved not okay when it came to Yosef. So Reish Lakish, he was like very impressed. Rav Yochanan was very impressed with this kid. So Dal Einai, he lifted up his eyes. Rashi says, Rav Yochanan Shahayu Afafav Mechasen Es Einav. He had his eyelashes just to cover his eyes. Magbir Mazli Dekas, but he had this silver fork that used to lift it up above a kama perikachron. So he wrote to Liroso Mepneshu Charif. He wanted to see who the sharp kid was. So he got his metal contraption to be able to lift up his eyebrows to see him. And he went and he looked at the kid. Asa Imea Pixei, his mother came and quickly took away, meaning his, this is Rav Yochanan's sister. Amrale, she says to him, Ta mikamei de lo leavid loch kida avad avuch. Quickly come away, so he doesn't do to you that which he did to your father. Rashi Shaliti in Enov Bach, he doesn't put his eyes on you. Kamosha Nasan Ba'avich, he did in your father. Vehemisa, Be'abab Metzia, the Gemara says in Bab Metzia, Pedalet, that the Rishakish Rav Yochanan got into a little bit of a battle, and basically Rav Yochanan ended up killing Reish Lakish by looking at him a certain way. He got sick and ended up dying, so he doesn't want the same thing to happen to him. He took him away. If Rav Yochanan comes along and he says Mater B'Shvil Yachid, rain will fall for one person. Rashi says Sheim Ein Sarach Mater El La'odim Echad. If only one person needs it, Kigon Shezara Zera Acher. Zman Zriyas bin Adam, they were Zoria after the time of Zriya. Oh, Shadar, Be'ir, Shakul, and Nachem, we live in a place that's all Gayim. It's our Lamater, Babas Chuscha, will come just for him. However, that's only when it's talking about rain. Parnasa, Beshil Rabin. Parnasa only comes for the Rabin. Rashi goes on and explains, Parnasa is Shefa Tova. Mechay, Lechola Olam. Rashi, Eno Ba, Li Olam, Beschus Echa. It's not going to come for one person. If the majority of people need it, then Hashem is going to send it. Then Ibzachu. Aval Yachad Atzarch says Baruchu Tvosav. And the Kosh Baruchu Mashana Beibur Din Hashana. Elik Vibrachosav. Afal P. Shemordu Shel Yachid. Mater Zeh Lashbiach Tvosav. Even though rain will fall for one person to go ahead and give him over, Shel Yagruos Mishel Achim. So it shouldn't be worse than others. Aval Lasso Sadeu Kesadeh Soveh. Low, but to make his thing grow more, no. So there'll be rain will come down from one person, but parnasa, which means like extra special stuff, that's not going to come unless it's for the majority. Matar b'shil yachid zechsev hadim, which is going to come from one person. The pasuk says yiftach Hashem lecha is otzara tov lesses matar zechal, which means Hashem is going to open lecha for you as a singular one person in order to give rain. However, parnasa b'shil rabim only for rabim zechsev, as the pasuk says. In Shemos, Hinin Yimamti Lechem Lechem. We're going to have for you, meaning in the plural, Lechem, and this is talking about the Mun. And again, we have over there the Lashon Rabbim that we're going to have, says the Pasuk, Vayomar Shemos, Hinin Yimamti Lechem Lechem Neshamayim, Vyatsam Melok to Dvayom Biyomo, Lamana Nesena, Yil Chmesarasi Yimlo. So, for the majority, for the rove people, it'll do it, but not for an individual. For an individual, it'll do rain. May Savei, Frakta Gemara. Really, is it really true that what you just said, that you're not going to give parnasa, which is the extra stuff, even for Yachid? Rav Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer. Shlosha parnasam tov mamduli so. There are three people that stood for the Jewish people that helped, that led them. Eluhe, Moshe, Aaron, Umiriam. V'gimel matanas tovos nitnu al yadam. There are three great presents that came because of them. Be'eluhin, these are them. Be'er, V'anan, Uman. The Be'er Miriam. V'anan, the clouds of glory. And that was for Aaron. And the man was for Moshe Rabbeinu. I mean, in their schus, as it now says, Be'er is b'schus Miriam. The Be'er is in the merit of Miriam. Amud Anan b'schus Aaron and Mon b'schus Moshe. Mesa Miriam, the Skala Kaber. When Miriam died, the Be'er left. Shanemar's pasuk says, V'tamasha Miriam, Miri died. Uksevasein, the pasuk afterwards says, V'lo yomayim le'ida. There was no water for the people. V'chazu b'schus Shneim, and it came back on the schus of Moshe v'Aharon. Right, that's what came back. As the pasuk says, Shekein k'siv v'dibartim shneichem el'asela v'nasan meimav. That ended up giving water, so it came back. Next, Mace Aaron is talking about Anon Yaakov. When Aaron died, Anon Yaakov stopped coming. There's no more Anon Yaakov, the protecting clouds. Shanim, as the pasuk says, Vayishma Kanani Melech Arad, and the king of Arad, Vayishma HaKanani, the Kanani, who was the Melech Arad, he heard the fact that he died, and he ended up going to, wanted to fight him. Ma Shmo Shama, what the Shmo did he hear? What did he hear? Shama Shmo Yisrael, he heard that Aaron died. V'yistakal on undercover, and then undercover left. U'kasavi nitna lo rishus li lachem yisrael. He thought, oh, now I have rishus to go and fight against them. V'hain duchsev, that's what he says in the Pasuk. V'yiru kol ha'ida ki gav Aaron. And the entire people saw that Aaron died. Now, what does that mean? Amar avo, altrika v'yiru, don't say, and they saw, Ella v'yirau, and they were seen, meaning to say that the none they covered no longer covered them, so therefore they were seen. That's what they thought they could fight against them. Kid the Rish Lakish, kid the Darish Rish Lakish, Rish Klash, Darishin, Dama Rish Lakish, Ki, Mishamish, Ba'arba, Lashonos, E, Dama, Ella, Abdaha. The word Ki can mean four different things. if, perhaps, but, and because. So here it doesn't mean, it means the word because. So as we read it, Vayiru kol ha'eda, and the whole nation was seen, ki because gav Aaron, because he died. So that's what it means in this context. Chazu shnei b'schus Moshe. Both of them came back because of the schus of Moshe, the be'er and the no, they're covered. Meis Moshe and Stakel Kulam. Once Moshe died, then all of them left, including the man. Shenemar. V'achichi the shloshes haroim b'yerech echad. And I'm going to take away the three different roim, three shepherds, meaning Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam, in 1 month. V'chibirech echad meisu, they died in the same month. V'halo Miriam meisa b'nisan. Miriam died in Nisan. Aaron ba'av, Moshe ba'adar, so they all died in different months. Ela malamid shen is batel gimel matanos tovah shen it al yodav v'sak kolim b'yarechecha. That what happened was that they were in this batel, all three of them, the gifts were in this batel, and they left. They were getting rid of it in 1 month, and that was when Moshe died because he took on the other two. Don't forget our point though. We were asking a question over here. We started to say that we said that rain will fall for one person. And that parnasa, which is extra abundance and shefa, is going to come for only Klai Yisrael. But over here, what do we see? Alma Ashkan parnasa v'shil yachid. We saw that the parnasa came for even for one person, for Moshe by himself. They had all the stuff that was coming, which goes against what Rabbi Hanan said. So the Gemara, shiny Moshe. Moshe is different. Why? Simply, Kevin de la Rabbim, who boy, since he was basically representing the Rabbim, the majority, Kirabim Dami, he's considered like Rabbim. So therefore, like we said, parnasa only still comes from Rabbim, for the Rabbim. Next, Ravuna bar Menoach, Rav Shmuel bar Idi, Rav Chia Mivastonya. They havu shchichi kamei de Rava. They used to go ahead and listen, come to hear the divrei Torah of Rava. Kinachnav shid Rava. Rava died. Also, the kamei papa that came from Rav Papa. Kolei musta hava amar lu shmeitza v'lo hava mistaber lu. Whenever he would go and he would teach, and they didn't understand what he was saying, they didn't think that it was correct or it was off with what he was saying. Havam ramza adadi used to go and be meramez, make a remez to each one of them. Rashi says that Marin Umbitin Zelazed Losalka Luhu Shmaita Karava. They would give, you know, the eyes to each other to show that they weren't happy with it. That they felt like he wasn't as stark as Rava was. Remember, Rava died and ended up going to Rav Papa. So they really weren't behaving as nicely as they should have been. Now, Rav Papa wasn't too thrilled with the fact that they were doing this. He was very upset and frustrated, bothered by the fact that they were doing such a thing. Beep, turn the page. Tesama base. Akrui bechelme. What happened was that they came in a dream. It was read to him in a dream. And because of the fact that they were embarrassing and making him feel bad, plus successful, Achir is Shlosh Zerom, I'm going to remove these three Rome, these three shepherds, and it's referencing these people that were coming to the shear and hinting to the fact that they were going to die because of the way they were behaving. Lamachak Yehovah Miftar Minei, the next day, when they were leaving from him, Armalahui said to them, Lazy Rabbanim Bishlama, you should go in peace. So he's giving them a bracha because he saw that things might not end up too well for them. So he's giving them a bracha. Rav Shimi Barashi, Avashriach Kami, the Rav Papa, he used to go to Rav Papa, have a Makshile Tuvim, and ask tons of questions during the shear. Yomachad, one day, Chazid Nafalapa, he saw that when Rav Papa was saying Tachan, when he fell on his face, Shami Dharma, he heard him say, Rachmana Litzlan, Hashem should save me, Mikisufa de Shimi, from embarrassment of Shimi. When Shimi was asking so many intense questions during the shear, he was getting embarrassed. Kaba Aleishti, Kusa, he accepted upon himself to be quiet. Rashi says, Rav Shimi, Shishtikusa, the Haksha Sod, he's not going to ask any more questions of Asula Haksha, and he stopped asking him questions so that he shouldn't go ahead and embarrass him. Now, we mentioned that rain will come for even one person, like Rav Yochanan says, and the Gemara says, Va'afri Shlokas Savar, Mata B'Shil Yachad, even rain will come for one person. The Rav Shlokas says, Minayin L'Mata B'Shil Yachad, how do we know it's going to come for one person? The Chsev is a Pasuk says, Shalom Hashem Mata B'Eis Malkosh Hashem Oseh Chazizin. Go ahead and ask for Hashem for rain at the time when the rains are in the later rains, and Hashem will make chazizen, which means we're going to see, which means clouds. Umatar geshem yitin laim leish eis habasadeh, is going to give lots of rain for each person, grass in the fields. Yachol lakol, you would think that it means to everyone, that only, meaning to say only if everybody needs it. Rashi says, kol miyachol ein nosin matar ela im kein hakol tzrichah, only everyone needs it. Tamar lomar leish, or an individual person. Vatanya, the Bryce says, I leish yachol sedosav. And if the pasuk just said ish, then you would think that it's only if he needs it for all the fields need it. Rashi says, Klomer ain't a yorid atshut tzarich lekol sedosav, for all of his fields. Tamar lomar sadeh, even for one field. if it said Sadeh, only Sadeh, you would have think means for the whole field, at least the entire field itself. Tamar lomer Esev, which means it's a certain part, the grass of the field. So even if it's a little bit of one field for one person, still it works. So we see Rish Lakish's greetings with Rav Yochanan. And says the Gemara, Ki hadu Rav Daniel bar Katina, Havaleha Higinsa, he had a field, a garden. Kol yoma have a avil visayla. Every day he would go and he would check it out. Rash says ma'ayin. He would look into it. Amar, he said, ha meisha bayamaya. Says, oh, this area, this mission means aruga, this row, it needs water. Ha meisha lo bayamaya. They say this one doesn't need water. And water, rain would fall down in the places exactly where it is needed. Now, we said Hashem osa chazizin. Hashem makes clouds. My Hashem osa chazizin. What does that mean when it says Lashon chazizin, which seems to be a plural sense? What is this? I'm Rav Yossi, but Rav Chanina, Melam, it comes to tell you, she called tzaddik v'tzaddik. Every single tzaddik, Hashem osa lo chaziz v'fnei atzmo. He makes them their own clouds. Rashi says, chaziz osa lo chaziz. It's look a little bit up, 10 lines down. First word in line, chaziz. Go one line up from there. Osa lo chaziz. L'chot tzaddik haba ba'olam hazeh. L'harik lo gishamim al sadoh. So to give rain in this field. Reisha boy, my chazizim, l'ashen rabim, b'harder boy, my ninu chazizim, my ninu dekor chazizim. It's going out of order in terms of what the questions are going to ask, but let's take a look. Hashem makes them for each one. My chazizim. And what does it mean when it says chazizim? What is it? Rav Yehuda, it's parchos. It means clouds that are flying by. That the Gemara is going to explain what that means. Hopefully. Rav Yochanan, simon lamater parchos. It's a sign that rain, if you see these type of clouds, it's a sign that it's going to rain. My parchos, what does it mean, this lashon of parchos, of flying? Rav Papa, Papa says, Eva klisha to say Eva smichta. It's thin clouds that are underneath thick clouds, right? To Eva klape aretz. Thin clouds under thick clouds. That means it's about to get wet. I'm Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says, Nila mikmei mitra asi mitra. He says that if you see that there's a... If it's a daka, the rain is very fine and thin type of rain is coming, then what ends up happening is nila, if you have fine rain that comes before another type of rain, heavier rain, then you know that it's going to be a geshmaka rain. It's going to be good. Gshamim rob, Rashi says, Gshamim yardim l'ro v'ein poskin maher, avaba matat chilo maschilin dakin l'vo poskin miyad. He says, now the Gemara spells it out. It says, basar mitra posik mitra. But, if it's coming after heavier rain, then we know that it means the rain's about to stop. Okay, mikme mitre asimitre. If it comes before heavy rain, like we just said, if you have the fine rain before the heavy rain, it's going to be means it's going to rain intensely. It's going to be good. And how could you remember this? Mihulsa. This is a way to remember. Rashi explains Mahulsa is a type of sifter. Shemitchila yotzei kemach dak. First, the very fine stuff comes out. L'basof subim gas, and then the thicker stuff comes out. So, just a grain also. If it comes out first thin, then it's going to get intense. The basa mitra pasak mitra. What about the opposite? We said that if it comes after, it's a heavier rain, and then there's a thin rain, that it's going to stop. Then you know it's going to stop soon. V'sina menechen. How could you figure that out? Charya de'izeh. No easy way to say this, but Rashi says, Re'e shall izim, the feces of goats. B'tchila yotzegatsa comes out thick, l'basof dako posek, then it starts coming out thinner until finally it stops. So, just remember that next time it's raining. Ula ikle bava, Ula once came to bava. Chaza perchos, he saw these flying clouds. Amalahu panumani, he says, quickly, get all my stuff that's out in the outside, bring it inside. The hashta osimitra, because it's about to rain, because we know, like the rule was, that if it goes in, you see these flying clouds, that means it's going to happen. Lasof lo osimitra, the rain didn't actually end up coming. Amar, he says, kihichi de mishakri bavloi, just like these Babylonians, just like they're a bunch of liars. Not only are they lying, but even their clouds lie. See the impact that a person has on the world. You think like, oh, what kind of input does it matter? Me, I behave a certain way. What does it make a difference? Nope. So too, the rain also lies. So like, don't get upset. Next time the forecast is off, maybe it just depends where you live. This should sound familiar. This is a throwback, my friends. We saw this Gemara, a parallel Gemara in Psachim Peches back in the day. He came in the Chazim. He saw that there was, you could buy a basket of dates for a zuz. Unbelievable. Dvash osim hamrash says you can make honey from them. Shamar, he says, Malot sanad adovsha bezuza. You can get a basket full of honey only for a zuz. Bavloi laskev deraisa. And these people, they're not stagging away. They're not learning Torah. Rashi's klomi yachol and him lasok tamid. Sheisol mazonas bezol below torah. They get food right there. It's so cheap and so no, they don't have to work hard for it. And they're not studying what's going on. Belelia that night. So what did he do? He ended up buying it. And he ended up going at it and pounding the dates, getting the honey. Belel Yotziaru. That night, wow, he had bad news. Rashi says, Beshilshul, the Amri, Tamari, Meshachnanu, Meshalshalin. It's caused him to have an avalanche coming out. He had to use the bathroom. Amri said, now he flipped it. Malot, Sanadis, Akina, Bezuzah. He says, whoa. The Babylonians now, what do you say? They got a basket of knives for Azuz. Bavloy asking me, Raisa, and they're still able to go ahead and study Torah. He's like, whoa, they eat this stuff and they're still able to steig? How is that? It's unbelievable. Rashi says, Shemitok Shalokhan Oso Bezol, Ochan Mehem Harbi, Mitzayan Oso, and yet they still continue to learn. So he went from dissing them to saying how amazing they are. Tanya, the Braisa says, Rabbi Lezer Omer, Kol Ha'olam Kulo Mimimi, Mimimi Okionus Sushosa. The entire world comes from the water of the ocean. Getting to a little discussion now of where does water come from? Right, so he comes to say that everything comes from the ocean. That's where it comes down from. So this is not something which is like we're going to see in Machlokas here. Either it comes from down here or it comes from upstairs. So the two waters that were split by Maisa Bereishis. So he says that Kol Olam Kulo Mimei Okeanos Ushosa, all of it comes from there. Rashi says, Klomer Mimayim Shel Matav, Lo Mimayim Shel Mala, not from the upper waters. Shenemer Ve'ed Yalim In Ha'oretz, Sheshasa Ba'oretz Ve'ala, as we're going to see right now. Shenemer, the Pasuk says, that aid, meaning evaporation, Yalim In Ha'oretz, it goes up from the land, from down here, and then Ve'ishka is called Bnei Adama, it goes and waters the whole land. So it comes down, it comes from this world, evaporates, goes up, and then comes down. Amar Yeshua, Yeshua comes and he speaks up. That was Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yeshua says, "Valo meimi ukiyonis maluchanim," but we know that the ukiyonis is very salty, and ve'ain tavua gedelim. Rashi says the stuff can't grow from it. So Amar Lo, he says back to him, "Mamtikin ba'avim," it gets sweeter when it gets to the clouds. When it goes up there, it's totally fine. It evaporates. The stuff goes just the water goes up. All the stuff stays down. Rabbi Yeshua argues, says kolo olam. He argues, says kolo. All the water comes from the upper waters. Shenemer, as it says, Lamata Hashemayim Tishtamayim, the rain to the heavens, you're going to drink water, which means it says rain from the heavens, meaning it's coming from upstairs. Elamani Makayim Ve'ed Yalam In Ha'aretz. So what do you do with the fact that it says that the evaporation is going to come up from the earth, which means that the water comes from down here? Malami is coming to teach you, Shah, Nanim is Gabrim, the Olin the Rakia. What it means is that through the evaporation, it ends up having all these clouds that come. When once those clouds are there and they're upstairs, then we fill it up. Poskin PM can know they open up the mouth like a node, like a thermos. Makablim Mimata, and they receive the water from upstairs heavens. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Yozuku Mater Leedo, Poskin Eof, that they're going to pour rain to the cloud. So, really, it's coming from upstairs. Menukvos Hen Kikvara, and they have holes in them. They're Menukav, they have holes throughout. Like a sieve, like a sifter, you know, like those buckets that you use to water plants, and they have all these dots where the water comes out. And then the water comes, and they pour it down onto the land. Shneimer's pasuk says, "Chashras mayim avish chakim," a sieve of water, the clouds of the heavens. And between each drop is like the hair's breadth. That's how much small of an area there is between them. Lamin chal to come to teach you, shagadiyom gishamim kiyom shenivu bo shamayim baaretz. How great it is the day of rain, like the day that the world is created. Shenemar osa gedolos ve'ein cheker, like we saw in Daf Beis. He does amazing things, and there's no cheker understanding. Yuxiv, it says anosin matar al pnei aretz. He gives rain on the aretz. So we see that these psukim are going to show ein cheker about this unbelievable experience. And the pasuk goes on more and says that uksiv lahol, and it says halo yadata im lo shamata elukei yolam Hashem. Don't you know? Didn't you hear? The God of the world ein cheker tuvara. So there's no understand. It's beyond to understand how incredible Hashem is. We can't even understand and comprehend it. So we compare rain and the creation of the world. Now, says Gemara, we have these two opinions now. Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Elazar is saying the water comes from down here, and the rain, and Rabbi Yeshua is saying it comes from upstairs. Kaman Ozla Hodrchsev, who does it go like the following? That the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Mashkeharim me'al Yosav, that Hashem waters the mountains from El Yosav, from his upper chambers. From Rabbi Yochanan, Yochanan said, me'al Yosav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meaning that from Hashem, it's coming from Hashem. Kaman, like who? Rabbi Yeshua, goes like Rabbi Yeshua, who said it goes from upstairs. Rabbi Eliezer, Kivin the Salki Lossam, since Rabbi Eliezer, through evaporating, really it starts down here, but Kivin the Salki Lossam, Mashkim El Yosav Karlu. We call it as if it's coming from there, but really it's not. The Lote Machi, because if you don't agree with that, then what are you going to do with the following? The Pusuk says in Devarim, Avuk Va'afrim in the Shemaim, it's going to be dust and dirt coming from the heavens. Hechim Ishkachesla, how can you find dust and dirt up there? Of course, it comes in down here, and the evaporation causes it to go up. Elikavim, the middle of the awesome, since it goes up there, it's called Minashamayim Karelei. But Hachanam here too, the Kavim, the Salak Lossam, since the water went up. Me'al Yosav Karelei, Sir Yeshua, this is not a raya for you. Rather, this could even be a build, this is a continuation of Rabbi Eliezer saying it's coming from down below. They just call it that. Come on, Azla Hoda'am, Rabbi Chanina. How does it work? That was Rabbi, like, whom does it go? This way, he says the following. Konis Kaneid Me'ayam, no same about Saras to Homos. He assembles like a mound the waters of the sea. He places the deep waters in storehouses. Mi garm laotso si smali bar. What caused them to go and be filled? Dahomos, that's the waters of the depth, meaning coming from down here. Rabbi Eliezer, that goes like Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yeshua, what's Rabbi Yeshua going to do with that? Because he said actually it goes up. It comes from the top and now from the bottom. Here it says from the bottom. He says, Hahu, beep, turn the page. Bibriyaso shel olam. That's speaking about when they created the world, the creation of the world. There was water all over the place. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought everything into particular areas and places. That's what's referenced in that time, but it's not giving us a raya that it's coming from the land. It could even be coming from the heavens. Rashi says, if you look in the top right corner, it says, Bibriyasa shel olam, ksiv shahaya, kol olam, shatav b'mayim, the whole world was filled with water. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kinsam b'makam echad, he got him into one place. Kemachnis mayim b'nov, like putting it into a flask. Shenasim b'otzos, to put into the storehouses. D'chsiv, nosim b'otzos, almost sham chol gvulo v'otzer liyam. And then he said, sam chol gvulo, I think. V'otzer liyam ended up making like boundaries with sand, and a gvul and a place for the oceans to be. But again, not a raya against him. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.